USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online, geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the check on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Justice Department has identified mistakes in two applications for national security wiretaps, but also says it has made important strides in overhauling a surveillance system that has come under intense scrutiny because of errors made during the Russian probe. The court filing made public this week represents the government's latest attempt to address concerns about the credibility of wiretap applications it submits to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The FBI announced more than 40 steps to address the problems. U.S. Customs and Border Protection needlessly spent around $12 million to guard, house, and feed as many as 2,500 people last year in a private detention center in Texas that never held more than 68 detainees on any given day. Customs and Border Protection paid $5.3 million for 650,000 meals that were never ordered, according to the Government Accountability Office report. The report says the agency also spent $6.7 million on unnecessary private security guards for the facility. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
We actually have good news regarding the coronavirus pandemic. In Chicago, one of America's most violent cities, drug arrest continue to drop, dropping 42% in the weeks since the city shut down compared to the same period last year. The U.S. virus epicenter in New York saw major crimes, murder, rape, robbery, burglary, assault, and grand larceny decrease by over 12% from February through March. In Los Angeles, 2020 key crime statistics were consistent with last year's figures until the week of March 15th, when they dropped by over 30%. Policing has also changed in the face of the pandemic. Officers are increasingly getting sick. The NYPD, the country's largest department, has more than 7,000 officers out and more than 2,000 diagnosed with COVID-19. On this Easter weekend, the chairman of the National Governors Association and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has named a very essential employee.
For the kids out there who have been concerned, I want to offer some reassuring news. Today, I am officially proclaiming the Easter Bunny as an essential worker in Maryland. He therefore will be able to proceed with his hopping across the state, delivering Easter baskets to Maryland children.
So Maryland's governor has made it okay for you to get your Easter Peeps, Cadbury eggs, or Reese's peanut butter eggs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.